USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Chicago Teachers Union voted to teach virtually rather than in the classroom, triggering a cancellation of classes Wednesday, which school official leadership warned would happen if the union passed the vote. Its 25,000 members electronically voted. 73% are in favor of kicking the kids back home. Chicago Public Schools, the third largest school district in the country, resumed in-person learning just 2 days ago. President Biden continued to attack the unvaccinated while addressing the nation Tuesday.
If you're vaccinated and boosted, you are highly protected. You know, be concerned about Omicron, but don't be alarmed. But if you're unvaccinated, you have some reason to be alarmed. There's no excuse. No excuse for anyone being unvaccinated.
The president went on and told Americans to use internet search engines to find a COVID test kit. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Some Bureau of Land Management lands are going up for sale. That could have a positive impact on the energy shortages facing Americans.
The federal government is expected to resume oil and gas leasing on federal lands in both North Dakota and Montana. The Bismarck Tribune saying the Federal Bureau of Land Management is planning a lease sale in the first quarter of this year with over 6,800 federally owned mineral acres available in eastern Montana and western North Dakota. The Biden administration stopped the leasing process last January and announced a review of the program. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
On a celestial scale, Earth on Tuesday made its closest approach to the Sun. The planet follows an elliptical orbit around the Sun rather than a circular one. This year, Earth will be furthest from the Sun on July 4th. Right now, Earth is roughly 91.4 million miles away from the Sun. On average, the planet separated from the Sun by roughly 93 million miles. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you're more interested in watching President Biden's eyes follow the teleprompter during COVID-19 speeches rather than the content of his words, you're not alone. Congressman Ralph Norman, the Republican from South Carolina, on Newsmax last night says Americans are tired of Biden's words.
If you had to sum up one thing about this Biden administration, it's lack of any response. It's lack of action. People are tired of words. I noticed about the interstate, they hadn't blamed Trump yet for the snow. I think that's coming next. But, regarding the COVID, people understand that they can't get a COVID test now. People understand that $1.9 trillion went into supposedly curing the COVID with the vaccine and the testing mechanisms. It's not there.
Right.
They're clueless, and they have no idea what they're doing.
Some in the medical field want Americans to change how they monitor COVID-19.
Some experts believe the focus of the COVID-19 pandemic should now shift from case numbers to hospital admissions. Health experts emphasize that keeping an eye on COVID-19 hospital admissions shows the virus is still causing severe disease and threatening fragile hospital capacity. However, case counts are still crucial for monitoring hotspots. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.